Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In history, five members of Congress have been expelled. All five had suffered convictions in a court. All five had due process. This expulsion vote simply undermines and underscores the precedent that we've had in this chamber.
Although he says he's likely to lose the vote, New York Republican Congressman George Santos is trying to convince members of the House not to expel him. Unlike those who've gone before, Santos hasn't yet been convicted in court. But earlier this month, the House Ethics Committee issued a scathing report finding Santos likely committed the many crimes he's accused of, including financial fraud and abuse of campaign funds. The vote will probably come within days, although Speaker Mike Johnson says he's not eager for it and is worried about the pattern it could set.
We've not whipped the vote, and we wouldn't. I trust that people will make that decision thoughtfully and in good faith. I personally have real reservations about doing this. I'm concerned about a precedent that may be set for that.
Rather than focus on Santos, Johnson and some House Republican leaders continue to push an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden and an effort to remove Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Both of these efforts seem stalled. Ohio Supreme Court dismissed a series of lawsuits challenging the state's legislative maps. This leaves what critics call gerrymandered districts in place for the next election. Public feedback on the maps has been overwhelmingly negative. Catherine Turner with Common Cause Ohio says the Republican-controlled legislature ignored the dissent.
There were improvements that the Democrats requested, and yet they didn't address some of the concerns that Ohioans laid out.
The Supreme Court just heard oral arguments in the Securities and Exchange Commission versus Jarchusi, which could severely limit the power of federal agencies. The case revives what has been considered a fringe legal theory that legislative bodies can't delegate their authority to the executive branch or private entities. While asking about precedents to this case, Chief Justice John Roberts noted the power of these agencies has increased dramatically over the years.
The extent of impact of government agencies on daily life today is enormously more significant than it was 50 years ago. Should that be a concern for us or a consideration when we're trying to consider what power the government has to take away the jury trial right?
An Arizona group is kicking off a drive to end the state's partisan primaries. The current system is only open to the two major parties, but a ballot measure would let anyone vote without being a party member. Chuck Coughlin with Elections Fair Arizona says moderate voices and ordinary people are being left out.
The two parties have become much more extreme over time in their views of how elections are run because it attracts money and influence. Majority of people have chosen to disassociate themselves from those two parties.
To get on the ballot, the measure needs nearly 400,000 signatures by next July. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.